I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. December is the month that bear hunters in West Virginia live for. And come Monday, bear season will be upon us statewide. We'll talk a little more about this year's season coming up right after this. What is considered the traditional bear hunting season in West Virginia opens up on Monday statewide. Typically, the December season is one that is embraced by those who love to hunt bears with dogs. Colin Carpenter, the Bear Project leader of the West Virginia DNR, explains the season will be open in every county.
It's the season that we've had for the longest. And of course, it has a really strong hound hunting tradition. But in recent years, we've opened it across the state. All 51 counties in the state, actually all 55 counties in the state. So everybody has an opportunity to hunt December now.
Now, while you're able to kill a bear in all 55 counties, it's a little more limited if you want to do it with dogs out in front of you.
There's only about 25 counties that are open to hound hunting. Folks need to take a look at the hunting regs to verify that. But it's primarily our eastern mountain counties down through the southern coal fields are the counties where we allow hound hunting. The rest of the counties would be just firearms without dogs.
It's really hard to believe, but bears were nearly gone from the West Virginia landscape back in the 1970s. In fact, fewer than 500 remained at the lowest point. It was determined by moving the season back into December and allowing pregnant sows to go to den before the hunting began, bears would rebound. And it took a while for that to happen since bears are slow to bear their offspring. But today, we have seen a resurgence in black bears to the point that everybody has an opportunity to hunt for them. And many who would have never considered giving it a shot are at least looking at it as a secondary target.
It's probably a little bit of both. And honestly, I think a lot of our December bear hunting that goes on, especially in our counties that are non-dog counties, are folks that are actually deer hunting. Whether they're taking part in the endless firearm season or whether they're taking part in the muzzleloader season. A lot of them are just doing deer hunting.
Carpenter says the same thing's happening with archery hunting as well.
We have seen a slight increase in bear damage stamp sales over the last couple of years. As we added more counties to firearms hunting, and expanded bear hunting opportunities. But a lot of folks, I think, have probably bought DS stamps if they are archery hunters, for the same reason that, they see a bear while they're archery hunting and take advantage of it.
Regular season comes in after three separate seasons of early bear hunting have already been put in the books. That got started back on Labor Day weekend. Strong time for bear hunting enthusiasts in the Mountain State. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.